tonight, inshallah ta'ala, with reciting for this week, inshallah, as well. I'll recite a hadith from Kitab al-Shama'il, and then at the end of this week, inshallah, we'll kind of conclude it and move on to something else afterwards, inshallah ta'ala. We could do this honestly for the entirety of the year and still not go through all the hadith, but I think there's barakah in reciting a hadith that talk about his character, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his life, and it's a beautiful thing to do within this blessed month. So, the hadith tonight, yaqulu, which one is it? حدثنا الحسين بن علي بن يزيد الصدائي البغدادي قال حدثنا يعقوب بن إسحاق يعني الحضرمي قال حدثنا شعبة عن سفيان الثوري عن علي بن الأقمر عن أبي جحيفة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أما أنا فلا أكل متكئا. And this hadith is in the chapter باب ما جاء في صفة أكل رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, regarding how he ate عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this hadith, which is an authentic and very well-known hadith, narrated in collection Imam Bukhari as well, where Abu Juhayfa says, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, as for me, I don't eat while reclining. And there's a story obviously behind this that we have some details to, not all of them. But we do know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam chose actively not to ever eat a full meal while reclining. He would maybe, that tafakkah alayhi salatu wasalam, so if he was going to have fakiha, fruit or something simple, maybe when he's reclining. But if he's coming to a meal, he would sit upwards, sit up straight, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he ate. And there's aside from, the, you know, they talk about the health perks of doing that, and all that, great, which is also awesome. But really the reason he did this, alayhi salatu wasalam, is out of respect for the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just granted him a blessing. To actually come, and as you will see in the hadith that we'll recite, for him to come to a full meal, alayhi salatu wasalam, and share it with his family, this is a big blessing. So he refused to accept this blessing in a position that did not show this blessing respect. If someone walks into the room and you respect them and you're lying down, you don't stay lying down. You either you sit up or you stand up and you greet them appropriately if you respect them well. So the Prophet ﷺ considered the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this meal that he's about to eat, to be a gift, a guest sent to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he refused to take it lying down or reclining. So he would sit up alayhi salatu wasalam out of respect to take it. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful adab for us to understand from him alayhi salatu wasalam, that even when it came to food, he saw that as something worthy of him showing gratitude and showing respect to alayhi salatu wasalam. He would, as I said, maybe drink a cup of tea or whatever. He didn't drink tea back then, but whatever he drank alayhi salatu wasalam as a hot beverage back then, he would do it sometimes. But I'm talking about a full meal alayhi salatu wasalam. He would always, and la akulu muttaki, and he wouldn't have that meal lying down alayhi salatu wasalam. It shows respect. Another hadith in this collection that I want to narrate with you to you quickly. قال حدثنا أحمد بن منيع قال حدثنا الفضل بن دكين قال حدثنا مصعب بن سليم قال سمعت أنس أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه يقول أتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتمر فرأيته يأكل وهو مقع من الجوع. So this hadith is also an authentic hadith. It's in the collection of Muslim as well. And Anas says that I saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام brought tamr, a meal. قال فرأيته يأكل وهو مقع. الإقعاء is when you sit like this, when one knee goes up. So either the right or the left, doesn't make a difference. And you eat this way. So that's how he would eat alayhi salatu wasalam. He points out in the hadith that he ate like that in al-jur, meaning he was very hungry. So eating this way would make him eat slower. See, when you put pressure on your belly, so your belly, you feel hunger as big as the empty sack is. Right, the stomach. The bigger the empty sack, the more hungry you feel. The smaller the empty sack, the less hungry you feel. So they would tie rocks to their stomachs to make the sack smaller, like to stick it together so they wouldn't feel hunger. And when you sit like this, your sack doesn't have as much room to expand. Obviously, you can see I'm uncomfortable doing this because of my one pack. Yani, it's difficult to even do this. But alayhi salam would do this because it would keep his stomach small. So if he was really hungry, he would still be able to eat slowly, in a way that was not showing that he was that hungry, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he'd often eat in this way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. And when he didn't eat in this way, he would eat sitting cross-legged, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِأَصَابِعِهِ الثَّلَاثِ alayhi salatu wasalam. He would use the three fingers for food. وَكَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِيَمِينِهِ. He would always eat with his right hand. وَكَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes he would use both hands to eat, alayhi salatu wasalam, as well. All of that is from his hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. I hope that was a benefit to you. I'll recite the last one. حدثنا قال يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال أتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بتمر فرأيته يأكل وهو مقع من الجوع. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا.